This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, August 12th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today's show is sponsored by the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You know today's the last day, right? Today's the last day, so that means you need to come down to the Nassau Garden in Oaksfield and drop off your entry form. Downtown, it's packed with people, just not downtown, downstairs is packed with people dropping off their form. I was asking, hey, so when is the deadline today? The deadline is today, but when is the last time you can drop off the form? They say 4:30. And I said, really? I thought it was going to be earlier than that. They said, no, it's going to be open until 4. So there are a number of people coming with stacks of their entry forms and dropping it in that booth there. So I'm excited for them. Apparently, they're going to have a big to-do downstairs in terms of the drawing. I'm trying to get some more information about that. But I was eavesdropping, sit back and watch the salespeople and team talk about what they plan to do. You eavesdrop and they say, man, they're having a big to-do in terms of the drawing. So I'm kind of excited. I hope I'm here for that. But you can win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper. Right? Fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune into the Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway, the deadline is today, like I said, August 12th, and the drawing is 2 days later. That's August 14th. I think that's Friday. Yeah? Like I said, they have a big to-do. And I wish everybody good luck. There could only be one. There could only be one winner. So be that one winner and come in and take a picture. Come take a picture with me. Today, I had like two different topics I wanted to discuss. Yesterday, I had a caller who called and said spoke about what the Bahamas is going to look like in the next decade. It's going to be a different place. And I want you to call in and give me your vision of the Bahamas. Socially, we're talking social things, right? How the look of the Bahamas is going to be. I know the government has done a number of programs trying to educate people, all these schools and free education. Will we be equipped? Will we have some kind of transformative type country? Will the family islands have electricity? Development? Will it be an anchor project on every family island? How will it be the health system of the Bahamas? Who will control commerce of the Bahamas, right? How will the education level be? I want to talk about something like that, like the vision of the Bahamas realistically. How do you see the Bahamas by what's trending now? What's going on now? You say, boy, the Bahamas look like favorable. No, it looks good. It looks like great things happening. Or the Bahamas look like it'll be stressed. You know, some challenges are going to be there. So I want to have that conversation because you can't call and just say it like that. You got to say why. What indicators are there that is directing your viewpoint of the Bahamas? Also, I want to talk about back to school. By next week, all of media will be talking about back to school. By next week, we should finally get the BGCSE and the BJC grades. I'm seeing a lot of number of bloggers, those who inside the education profession, are already citing that it's not about the grades, it's the quality of education, that Bahamians do not understand the BGCSE in particular grade level system, that D is not necessarily a bad grade. D is actually average, like a C, right? And that they are concerned that the number of Bahamians will come on their their platforms and try to denounce the government again, saying, oh, we and denounce the students, saying that we are at a poor grade level, right? So I want to have a conversation about that also, right? But one of the things, and it is a pet peeve of mine, and I need people to challenge me on it, because I might be looking at things differently. I might be looking at things wrongly. I personally do not like, see, this is me, C-A-N-R-E. I do not like when politicians give out bags and back-to-school stuff. Yeah. Some people say I'm an elitist by saying that. What do you mean that you do not like it? There's a number of behemoths who are challenged and need assistance. And I say, no, it's bastardizing us as a people. I believe that there are a number of behemoths who need help. I understand that. I appreciate that. And I believe that our government and I believe that the community at large needs to support those people who have challenges. However, the system that we do have, of the back-to-school jamborees with politicians and businesses and giving out, having a party with back-to-school stuff, is not necessarily benefiting us as a country. It makes us dependent on charity, and I don't necessarily believe that is a good thing. I'm going to say what I believe should happen, and I need to you to come and help me with this conversation on how we can fix this system. I think is broken. I think, particularly with the public schools, that these enterprise and politicians who want to donate back to school should partner with social services, partner with the schools in general, and say, all those who are registered to like T.A. Thompson Junior High School, note that when you come to school on the 18th, when they have an orientation or whatever date it is, whatever date you want to select, a bag stacked with supplies is going to be there. You come there with your mother and your father, they sign it out, right? You come with your six children, whatever it is, and you sign out the bag, and your bag come packed with everything. If you need some lunch vouchers and or food and whatever it is, that comes in the bag, and it's going to be given to everybody. Yeah, it is not necessarily for the impoverished people, or or indigent people. It's for anyone registered to whatever school, because at school, various politicians have constituencies. Right? Whatever school inside the constituencies, you say, how much students inside the school? We have 800 students, so it'll be 800 bags. 800 bags packed up. The students' name are on the bags. Right? Whatever lunch vouchers and credit and whatever needs, because some people need uniform or whatever it is, all of that are in the bags. And I believe that's better suited. Because we're making gods of the people. We're making gods of the businesses where they claim that, oh, we're doing you a favor by giving you this, when it moves away from charity to people being beholding to people, right? And I don't necessarily like that feeling, all right? I don't like the feeling of long lines and having Bahamian children tote lines to get one hot dog and a burger and bouncing castle from politicians, especially when it's their money, their tax money doing it. And if it's my tax money spending on it, then create a system. Create a system where it doesn't look, where students and the parents keep their dignity. They ain't begging for nothing. Right? Right? And that's me. And you can always call and challenge that. No, I just say those things. Something. Let's read these texts. Say, maybe not in a decade, but have a look at Turks and Caicos. The migration from the south will overwhelm these Caribbean islands. It happened before, Israel, for example, and notably as recently released slaves, meaning they had very little did the Middle East. They rule over all those nations on their journey from Egypt to Canaan, them governors from begging Pharaoh to come save them from the invading hordes. And this text, I think, is talking about the populace of the Bahamas in the next 10 to 20, 30 years, and that there's going to be a large migration or immigrant population or sub-immigrant population, meaning that people who descend from immigrants, is going to be the majority of the Bahamas. And that might be so, no. Every decade or so, the populations tend to change. And we, as Bahamians, may need to prepare ourselves that in 2010, 20, 30 years, the common surnames of Roll, Smith, Jones, Thompson, names like that, won't be in the majority anymore. And then we may have some Francophone names that will be in the mainstream based on the birth rate, based on the series of migration. And that's not necessarily bad. That's not necessarily bad because the number of the family islands are empty, right? The Bahamians are moving from them to the capital. So if we can assimilate, educate, and prepare these new Bahamians to adopt, embrace, and take the Bahamas to the next level, we need to embrace them. We need now to have a program of assimilation where we teach our culture in all facets. There should be a Bahamian program on television, all the programs on television, a Bahamian cultural program in the schools, a Bahamian cultural program in the churches, right? We should be creating, in my term again, a Bahamiana, right? Because I think it's real to think that the population and the psyche and the ethos of the Bahamas will change in 10, 20 years, right? We should have, just like how Singapore or Saudi Arabia, that there will be a large working migrant population, we should expect that to happen. In recent times, we see there's a large population of Jamaicans migrating to the Bahamas, besides the people from Haiti, large populations of Cubans, now Colombians, migrating to the Bahamas. So we could be a hodgepodge of different nationalities here in the Bahamas, where being Bahamian will also include someone named Jesus, right? Maybe first and second generation. And we have that already. You know, you see the Greeks. We have Greeks here being here for five generations now from the early 1800s. And they are Greek Bahamians. So we should, and we have Lebanese Bahamians. So we should expect that in 10, 20, 30 years, the surnames of the Bahamas should change. The slight cultural manifesto of the Bahamas should change. And we need to now have ways to ensure that even though these people might be first-generation Bahamians, they have a sense of place here, that this is the Bahamas and this is how we do things. That peas and rice is important, how we cook it that particular way. That conch salad is important. I see in the next 10, 20 years, let's call it 30 years, that conch will be seasonal. I don't think we can export conch anymore, and I don't think we should export conch. I think if you want conch, you need to come to the Bahamas. We need to stop all exports of conch in general. You can't take no conch with you to Miami, right? Or limit it to 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds as you go. And the conch is for us, primarily for the Bahamians. And if you don't have no conch, like how the Florida Keys don't have no conch, tough. You can't come and fish and carry no conch out of here. And I believe that's the only way that we can protect our conch industry here. To say, here, you can come and eat as much conch as you want while you're here. You just can't take it out of the Bahamas. But that's just me and how I view the future. So good day, Noreen. Can you please advise BPL that some parts of Eggleston has been without electricity for 2 days? Where is your MP texter? Text Glennis Hannah-Matten and say, Glennis, I don't have no light. Mommy, no light in the kitchen. No, no light to cook the rice. Right? There's no light in the living room. Text her. She's answer her phone, and I'm sure she's going to speak about it and agitate for there to be light. Not only Pia Glover can make noise, Glennis Hannah-Matten can make noise too. So text your MP. I don't have to let BPL know. Text your MP. Let her make noise on your behalf. This text says, I see the Bahamas local in deeper poverty and the public treasury bankrupt. All of this due to corruption by politicians. So let me stop here and pause for a bit. I don't see the treasury being bankrupt, Texo. I think we have enough taxes that there would always be money in the treasury. You would have to point to me and explain to me examples of corruptions by politicians. I don't want to castigate the whole politicians and say, hey, all of them are corrupt. I think we have one or two who have issues. And see, the key word is issues. And we need some checks and balances. But I think within 5-10 years, we'll have freedom of information. And that'll be one of the checks and balances that we'll have regarding correcting some of these issues. I hope to see that we'll have a hospital open. Lord, let the hospital open. And it'll be in tangent, or tantum, it's the right word, I think, with the main hospital, right? Hopefully the hospital will be open. We'll have staffing. I'm not sure where we can get these doctors from. Or we'll have to be hiring more Ghanaian doctors and nurses to staff this new hospital, right? I think in the future we have to expect there'll be more foreign doctors and nurses. There'll be more foreign teachers in the Bahamas, our future. And that's not necessarily bad, right? Being a patriot, not necessarily a nationalist. We would expect that we would need to hire foreigners in order to develop the Bahamas in a quicker speed. So I'll embrace that, right? So read that text. Let me see what this one says. Now, mind you, Turks and Caicos does have issues, and I see the text mentioned that Turks and Caicos have issues with immigration. I'm not sure if you know how bad the Turks and Caicos issues with their immigrant population is bad. I'm hoping to God that the Bahamas never have to go through what Turks and Caicos is going through. I even see Bermuda's now applying to CARICOM to be a part of the CARICOM, part of the Caribbean, and not necessarily want to be alone by themselves in the middle of the Atlantic. I know Graham Weatherford will be vexed at that because he believes that countries should be independent in the Atlantic, swimming by themselves. But we need to start negotiating as a political bloc, economic bloc, as part of the Caribbean. I think that we need to start preparing our leadership now. When I say preparing our leadership, make sure that they have the tools, and we need to start sending envoys to CARICOM and take over CARICOM and direct the path of CARICOM to say that we will be the next leaders directing how the Bahamas is going to be included into CARICOM. I think we need to start embracing and preparing ourselves like that now, right? Let's see what next text says. This text is saying that we need to change this lousy and disappointing government. And the government reflects us, texter, right? I think that we tend to vote the best one for ourselves, the best government for ourselves at this present time. So if the government reflects us, and if you're calling the government lousy by using some kind of algebraic equation, you're calling the Bahamian people lousy. I don't think I'm lousy. You all vote for whoever you all want to, and this is the pinnacle or the conclusion of it. Now we have a government, and we need a separate. Being griping about it all the time and being grumpy about it doesn't change who we vote for. If you do not like who you vote for, develop a political party that is better and superior and that can convince the majority of the populace to support them, and then we'll have a different government. And if you are unable to do that, text, or if you are unable to convince the general public of supporting you in your venture, the problem is you. You don't have the gravitas. You don't have the talent or the skill to convince the masses that your ideas is the superior ideas, and therefore whatever government proves that should be in charge. So again, the problem is you. It said, this text says, we should have had Freedom of Information Act a long time ago. Wasn't a priority for the last administration or this one. So, and that may be so. And again, the problem again will be us. Because if we in the Bahamas wanted freedom of information, we would have marched. We would have gone downtown and marched and making ruckus and noise, and the politicians would have yielded and said, yes, we're going to, we would have, what is it when you yield? anyway, and follow what the majority of the masses is. This text says, Mr. Nuri, I can completely agree with your sentiments about the proliferation of back-to-school giveaways. It perpetrates a superficial focus on education instead of substance of education. I like your idea that resources be pooled and a systematic approach taken. I would also like to encourage politicians to offer collective tutoring, mentoring, instead of material giveaways. And I thank you very much, Texter, for that. And I see a number of politicians are now having community centers. I'm hoping that these community centers take on students to do some tutoring, right? I think the tutoring should not only be about BGCSE and BJCs and after school work, but also social activities that are conflict resolution, right? Give back in terms of community, being community minded. I think our students need to know that no man is not part of the mean lot, and that they, as people living in the Bahamas, have a duty of care of protecting the Bahamas. And they need to understand what being a true, true Bahamian is. And I'm not sure if we understand how it is or what it is to be Bahamian. You know, we adopt so many different cultures. America export their culture. We import American culture. And I think that we are ontologically American. We are cultured American. And the good and the bad of that, and that there needs to be some leaders who are quite aware that that is happening, right? And that they have a plan to either combat that or deal with it. I see the last minister of education wanted to put Junkanoo in schools. I have mixed feelings about it, but I understand why. I believe that culture needs to be taught in school, so I will not complain about it. But I also believe culture is supposed to be taught at home, and I thought Junkanoo should be one of those things that would be taught at home. But I can appreciate the art of Junkanoo being taught, especially I see no reason why there can't be a certificate or a degree in Junkanoo construction where you can learn the craft of costume building, parade management, right? These things can be taught. So I'm hoping that in the future we'll have such like that, where you can go to a session and learn the craft of either Junkanoo or the craft of having festivals, right? Because I believe in festivals, but I believe there should be more people bringing about festivals, understanding festivals, and have the a certification on how to produce festivals, right? This text says they never voted for this present political government. In our democracy, where the majority rules, you may not vote for the party, but this is our government. And the government we have, it belongs to you, as the government we have now belongs to me. And then you need to lobby your government to do certain things that benefit you. So I hope that helps, Texter. Okay, this texter says, good morning, and all the fake voters turning up on our doorsteps. See, they then take all your pepper from Bamsey shop. No more pepper in the Vaseline. Okay. Please tell me how many Haitian churches are throughout the Bahamas. I do not know how many Haitian churches are in the Bahamas. I do not know. It was not one of those questions or concerns. It wasn't a concern about me. There's a number of Christian churches. I'm sure there are a number of Muslim mosques. I'm sure there are a number of Jewish temples, definitely inside Grand Bahama. And there are various non-denominational churches in the Bahamas. So how many Haitian churches there are does not bother me, Texter. I'm not sure why it would bother you, right? I think a third of our population is of a Haitian extract. It is. I ain't changing. The numbers might get greater, but definitely it's not getting smaller. We say, I see we have a caller here. As a caller joined, we say, where we see the Bahamas moving forward in the next 10, 20, 30 years. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm afraid to answer your question as to where we're moving ahead. I'm scared. just a joke, but technology, scientific advancement, and the duping of the masses, right? It's frightening for me in the human journey because as the newer generation comes in and the old become obsolete, I'm afraid that they'll be thinking that they are the ones who will save humanity and make the world a better place. I think biblically when I think, but the human journey, I really and truly, but I just wanted to compliment you on something you said earlier in the show, right? About the back-to-school giveaways versus putting community centers and how being after-school programs and educating the youth to try to avoid the giveaways. Let's give away something. And I like how you explain that it's really reciprocity. We're giving them and they're giving back. But in the inner city, there's a vast migrant population. So on a give-out or giveaway, I don't even bother to go. I mean, even people in the city could come and tell you that. It doesn't even make sense. I don't even... You see me turn down the offer that you all give. I might buy a Guardian and pull in and put in for the entry. I was the fourth call on Aaron's show. But see what I'm saying is, I don't know, something is wrong with me, I guess. But I'm saying is, you said something very important. The worshipation of man and mere men, and that's what's frightening. You also said there was somebody calling for a great march for the freedom of the information, right, Mr. Newry? Mm. But if we I made a statement the other day on Dwight's show, you know, reading is declining, right?
Yes.
All right, so you can imagine most of the people here, they're busy trying to make a survival. So how could you, the lack of consciousness, they won't do that because most people are looking for politicians to rescue them, and this is sickening. So for me personally, like I said, you guys, I asked Dwight to read pessimistic of weakness, pessimism of strength. Optimism of weakness and optimism of strength. Can you, any talk shows, please decide to do that to let the public know? Mm. So when you talk about optimism and pessimism, it has different connotations for people who are red. And that's Sparky, man. I see Brethren. You know that. Stop telling people or stop saying I call in the show educated I am. That's BS. That offends me. You see, I am a person that reads. Don't try to make me pass off. I'm a Rasta man. I'm not caught up in your bung around. See me? Give thanks.
Give thanks. Yes. I want to know whether we will accept the status quo or the Bahamas will continue to march forward, or are we bracing ourselves for a complete collapse of all of our systems? Right? And I go as far as a collapse of all our systems is because we know that the hospital is challenged. Right, and we know that the government is trying to patch certain things. We know that even our legal system is challenged. I mean, the other day, light gone off and they kind of canceled the whole Supreme Court. But even though they have a generator, we know that there are challenges. But do you see that everything collapsing? You know, there are a number of bloggers who were turning around this word failed state. I'm not sure if they're using it appropriately or not, right? But can we withstand the general pressures that the Bahamas is going through and continue to march on, even begrudgingly or laboriously, right? But we're moving. There's still movement. Or you anticipate that one day we will just stop. Just stop because of how much of the weight that we're going through. Okay, let's go to this caller. Guardian Radio, AM, you live?
Hey, hey, Mr. Nuri. Good morning. Good morning to the number 52. Mr. Nuri, when you started, you were talking about names and how we be changing names and things. And like yourself, you did research on different names, families, where they came from and stuff. And I really, as growing up, I never thought about it either. I know my name is Gene Fountain. The Fountains came from West Street Hill. But I never checked as to where Howard Jackson, my grandfather, came from. But Fountain is a French name, Fontaine. And then on my mother's side, there's the Deputes, which is Dupuy. That's also French. My grandmother, Ida Deputes Dupuy, and Leon Deputes, they started the Tribune. My grandmother married a man named Sam Minns, who I found out from the people that you had on the show, was a Minns who was a slave owner or something, or a son of a grandson of a slave owner, a Minns from somewhere in England and stuff. So we find out now, I grew up saying Fountain was a Bahamian name.
Hello? Yeah, yeah. Let's continue. This texter says, the current state of power company is the result of decisions made under Prime Minister Brave Davis. He introduced Power Secure, sent home many of the skilled workers, and even changed the company's name. Later, when the FNM took office, they attempted to repair the situation, but were ultimately unsuccessful. Upon Davis' return, he split the distribution system and handed it over to Bahama Grid Company. The outcome has been a fragmented halfway system that continues to leave the country struggling with reliability and efficiency. So that texter wanted to point that out also. So let's go to the caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio, you live.
Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
So I ask you to do me a favor on this show, if you can. I don't know if this is an open conversation.
Go ahead. What you want to talk about?
I need you to do me a favor. If you had to rate today, Ray Davis, this current leadership,
the past leadership
for the last 5 years, mm-hmm. and the intelligence of Mr. Michael Pintard as the leader of the Free National Movement, mm-hmm. how would you rate those? Because we've been asking many times to have a debate between Brave Davis and Michael Pintard. If you've been on many occasions, you would see where Mr. Pintard has quite a bit of intelligence on what's going on with our electricity and all that. Mm-hmm. He does not need to console or have a counsel from someone else. Mm-hmm. Mr. Brave Davis is clueless about a lot of these things as a leader. Mm. He's allowing people to come in who is clueless also. And I have a problem with that because our country, we pay tax dollars, and if we don't be careful, very careful, on how we run this country, we're going to end up like Jamaica and Haiti.
Explain what you mean by end up like Jamaica and Haiti.
People have already chosen Brave Davis, but why is it that Michael Darvall, of Minister of Health, who has failed us, and still failing us, and Mrs. Davis, who's failed us in BEC with electricity, has not been removed. The only thing I can say is Brave Davis is a weak leader. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Cole. And everything is subjective, you know, and you have a right to hold your opinion. I see you're passionate about it. And the Bahamian people voted, and a large number of the Bahamian people believe that Mr. Davis is the best leader in the world, or the best leader in this time. Me debating whether he is or not does not change the fact that he is Prime Minister of the Bahamas at this present time. Now, I commend you that if you find it challenging and concerning, that you should speak out and challenge the government. I have no problem with that, and I encourage you to speak out and challenge the government at any point you feel frustrated. Right? But creating make-believe scenarios of what if and could be and who's better does not change the fact that it ain't gonna be changed until 5 years. Right? I have my reservations about Dr. Darvall. Right? There's some things about that ministry I am concerned about. I even have my reservations about Colby Davis and BPL. But they're the ones who are still at the helm. Right? So our job now is to lobby to correct whatever issues they have, but we got to be specific and say what it is that we do not like and demand that they change it and be held accountable for it. And I think that was what you're trying to attempt to say, that someone needs to be held accountable and we need to demand from our Prime Minister to respond in kind to our concerns. Let's see, this text says, I am still waiting for someone to please explain to me what happened to the generators that were purchased under the FNM. They just got up and vanished. And I see the former Prime Minister mentioned that he purchased generators. And he mentioned the reason why the generators was purchased. I see that is no longer in our conversation anymore. And hopefully media will put these questions to the government. Put it to Mr. Latrell Ramin to explain what happened to the generators, so he could give a conscientious and concise information and say, this is what's happening and this will be working with regarding that. right? And perhaps we just need to put the questions to him or have a list of questions and say, hey, let's name this. So that's maybe what we need to do. Okay? This texter says, CA, for the record, who is politician number 1, 2, and 3? Was it Mr. Surplus? And I do not know who is politician 1, 2, or 3. And I don't think that the majority of Bahamians care to know who is politician 1, 2, and 3. And the reason why I say that, if they did, they would have been in marches. They would have been in protests. They would have been in some demands. I don't think the opposition cares about who's politician number 1, 2, or 3. Because you see, they haven't mentioned it at all in the past month, 2, or 3 months at all. It's gone quiet. It's dead. It's over with. It's finished. But I see you, texter, still have it on your mind, even though a majority of us seem to have moved on to we're in with electricity and thing, not with politician 1. We can let the United States deal with politician 1. Whenever they reveal the name, we'll know then. If the United States want to keep the name secret for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and we never know, we'll just never know. But we're concentrating on other things now. It hot. To talk about light and get keeping on. We move on, Texter. I hope you move on too. Oh, see, because the opposition move on. Let's go to the phone call again. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. I can hear you.
Yes, sir. I do want to call you back because I hope you didn't misunderstand me.
Go ahead.
I am not trying to be rude about anything. What I'm saying is, the other day my mother-in-law had dehydration because the electricity was off all night. She was unable to put a fan or her air condition on. Now, hear me loud. There are older people in buildings that are not able to get generators. When I said Michael Davis sail, he sailed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Kobe Davis, the lady in charge, she failed. Why? Because of electricity. And why did I say Michael Davis sail? Michael Davis sail because right now, if we have a major emergency in this country, there is no beds, buddy. I can tell you that right now. If 30 or 40 people had to go to that hospital and have to lay up in that hospital, there is no way. So under the leadership of Brave Davis, who is also fearless and has gone away and hasn't let the Bahamian people know where he's going, and the fact that they could move money from the sovereign fund without confronting the taxpayers who put the money there, fail. Brave Davis is fearless. He's a lousy prime minister. That's what I call him.
Thank you very much, and I hear you. And this is where his handlers need to be listening to you and hearing your concern, and they should be able to report to the Prime Minister and say, Mr. Prime Minister, these people think you feel it. You need to make some adjustment. And I think the Bahamian people, if you want a shuffle, need to apply pressure. One person complaining can't apply pressure. And if you want there to be a shuffle between a Michael Davil and a Jobet Kobe Davis, you need to demand it. And it needs to be a large portion of the populace demanding that there be a shuffle, that we get new leadership and new direction and a new mandate from these places. But at this present time, I don't think Bahamian people are frustrated enough. They grumble, but I don't think they're frustrated enough. This texter says, good morning, CA. PM Davis is a very nice man, but he's a weak leader. It seems he doesn't have the control of his ministers. And texter, you need to explain that to me, texter. You need to explain to me because you said he doesn't have control of his ministers. I was cool with the point where you said he's a nice man and he's a weak leader. I can even yield when you say he's a weak leader, right? Because all that's objective. But when you say he does not have control of his ministers, what are his ministers doing? And I assume that you mean more than one. Right? You need to explain to me which minister you have angst about and that why you would call Mr. Davis a weak leader based on what's happening with his leaders. You got to be explained that. This text says, I've asked for politician number 1 every single day. I continuously ask about him from 2024 because I understand how dangerous they are. Politician number 1 is directly responsible for BEC shambles. They are draining millions out of the treasury and doing all manner of evil nonsense that we know nothing about, trading our assets for personal gain. So you don't know anything about that. But you know that they're trading assets for personal gain. That don't sound clear, Dexter. I see what you're trying to say, but no, that don't sound like it makes sense. But I guess I know, I can tell you who know who policy number one is. And I can tell you who you should go write and complain about and demand the name of politician number one. I'll tell you, I can tell you now. The United States know who politician number one is. Go write them. Go in front of the embassy with your placard. And if you want me, text you the number on what the embassy number. I mean, there's trace numbers, by the way. So if I give you the number and you call them repeatedly, you text them like this. No, they come visit you. But if you want the number, I can give you the number and say, and you can demand from them that you are tired of them holding on off on the name, and you want that number, you want the name now. Demand that information from the embassy because they know. They know. Just go there and ask. But stop asking me because I don't know. It doesn't seem as if the government knows. It doesn't seem as if the opposition knows. We all are guessing. So I said, you go and ask the people who know because they say they know. But you aren't asking them. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, call you live.
Let me, I got a good question for you. I got two questions. First one, if you have a deck of 52 jokers and you are demanded for to shuffle the deck, what would you have when you deal in this, the next set of hands?
Question. I've never seen a deck of cards with 52 jokers. They normally have like four.
There's
only four cards. No, so you come in here trying to change my deck.
I'm saying to you, the key is this. You start with a jack of 52 jokers.
What type of game will I be playing with a deck of cards with 52 jokers? What kind? I can't play war. I can't play pluck. I can't even play 21 with a deck of cards with jokers.
Go ask AI. It'll tell you how to play. But the point is this, right? If you go downtown and you demand that change happen short of an election, you will end up with the same group of people. So the reason people don't protest, because they know that it won't change anything. And so we have a system, more so with leadership, so that if somebody in there thought they had the testicular fortitude or varying audacity, and Ms. Green speaks about this a lot, as well as myself, is the Constitution protects the leader of the party with the most seats, as opposed to choosing the person who commands the most respect from among those in parliament. And that's a fixed seat. And even if you remove him, the next part of the Constitution allows him to decide if he was going to resign, call an election, or be reappointed. Because if he does nothing and the Constitution holds solid, because you can't remove him as party leader, the Constitution will appoint the very person that you had the no-confidence vote off. Again and again, you'd be in like a loop. You know what they said? Like, go back to yesterday. That's what you land up with. Thank you so much.
Okay. See, Alan, I just, of course, I go on the AI and ask about the Joker thing. They said you need to apply different values to each Joker. So they got to be different, even that all of the cards are 52 Jokers. So just letting you know. So, because I said I can't play no deck of cards for 52 Jokers. But you say I can apply different values to them, and it's possible. So I hope that helps. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live? Caller, you there? No? Go once. Clear the line there for me. There, Kermit. Let me read these texts. It says, this text says, I ain't writing to no one, no non-behemoth about the corrupt politician sitting in the House of Assembly. So this texter is adamant that he wants to know the name of politician number one, but he said he refused to ask the people who know the name already. He said he's going to ask the politicians here who don't know the name, and he'll continue to call in and mention it, knowing that he will not get an answer because nobody knows. I mean, some people call that insanity, but it is what it is. I say tax. Each tax is 10 cents. Some people rich. We have too many open cases under this government with not paying workers. No cafeteria at PMH. Lack of medical supplies, beating up a poor nurse who reported wrongdoings, aircraft mishaps, boating mishaps to drowning, murders, poor street lighting, and no justice. Increase illegality, especially migrants. Every wickedness under the sun. Someone put the pepper in the Vaseline, they say. We have some issues in the Bahamas. Like my expats say, because we have too many Bahamians here. They say as soon as they get rid of all the Bahamians, this will be a better place. That's what my expat people say. They are plotting on taking the whole Bahamas from us. But we continue to complain instead of trying to build up and figure things out. But one of these days, we'll be visitors in our own country. Let's go to the caller before I read this next text. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Apologize, Mr. Nuri, calling back.
You called three times today, by the way.
No, that one. You could call any time of day.
No, you called three times today. I'm just saying. You scored plenty.
Hello, yeah, but what I'm saying is we should be proud of 52 being smart. It's good that we be smart. We need some of these people who are so smart calling in that know everything to run for the House Assembly. They know all the problems in this country. Why don't they run for the House of Assembly and correct everything instead of talking every day? Have a good day.
Instead of calling to talk every day on the radio. From your mouth to God's ears. Amen. Instead of calling all every day. Good morning. Good day, Mr. Nuri. This government today has failed the Bahamian people, the Minister of Energy and Health, etc. A failure inclusive of high spending of foreign affairs. The PM travel. We are on the voyage of collapse. Who will make these necessary solutions for betterment of the Bahamas? Yes, we can today. From the mayor of Grand Bahama, Sela, 2026. Yeah. When there was a general election, it was mentioned that foreign affairs and the prime minister fly and spend too much. The Bahamian people evaluated that and said, no, that's not true, and they voted for the government. That's a moot point you're trying to make, because we've concluded that what you're saying, we ain't worrying about no more. So why bring it up? Why bring it up when the Bahamian people saying what you said don't make no sense? Right? This text says, Mr. Nuri, acting PM Cooper said that the FNM is trying to become relevant for asking about the $265 million. But what he did not aware of is that he is also implying that Bahamians are also irrelevant because we too want what happened to the money. I want to know what happened to the money. Texter, I want to know what happened to the money. And I believe that the question must be asked. Someone needs to respond to us, because I want to know what happened to the money, right? Explain it to me. So I understand you, Texter. I want to know what happened to the money also. This Texter said, tell Sparky the stupid people will vote for him over a smart person because he is one of them. Oh, God, Texter. You can call Sparky to call again for the fifth time. The majority rules. When more smart people than stupid people, we will see House of Assembly change. Texter, I believe smart people in the Bahamas do no longer vote. Smart people in the Bahamas don't go on social media. I believe smart people of the Bahamas do not call talk shows. I think smart people in the Bahamas listen because they bored and they like entertainment. They sometimes say, let's see who is calling the tech shows today. And they're in their office on their big office there and driving the car, and they laugh. Kak, 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 kak. Look at that one. So I believe that smart people don't vote. It's beyond them. This little rivalry and this making noise and thing, that's for little people. People who have issues. But smart people don't worry about those things. You know, they don't even worry about who wins. They remind me of the people them in Grand Bahama, Hayward does, who say, whoever win, we win. Because we can tell them what to do. That's what the smart people does. Whoever win, they win. They don't care who is the government. Small little people care who's the government. And we row. But it's the rich and influential people make a phone call and say, I need a meeting. And the prime ministers and the leaders don't have them come to them. They go to those people there. So I think that happens. I think we worry about the little things too much. This text says, the producer won't let him through. Praise God. Okay. This text says, Sparky is a nuisance. You all need to ban him again. No, you can't ban Sparky. Sparky has a contribution. And I try my best to accommodate as much as I can. It is what it is. What I need to talk about is, I wonder if you all noticed that more and more family islands are being underbanked. They don't even have an ATM machine. I know Bank of Bahamas was making a movement to put some ATM machines in various places, but it didn't work out. It just didn't work out, right? And Exuma having issues. I see the Deputy Prime Minister is lobbying. See what I'm concerned? He is lobbying the bank to say, man, can you all please help the people of Exuma get more banking? right? Because there's one ATM machine that's in the hotel, and the hotel said, no, you're too much of y'all coming inside the hotel. It's a gated community type of hotel, and y'all coming and making long lines, and our guests complaining that they can't get access to the American money, right? And they say, y'all got to stop. And now the people of Exuma say, no, what you mean we got to stop, and it's the only ATM in on the island, right? And Long Island don't have no ATM, right? Various islands don't have no ATM. So Minister of Finance need to talk about, who that says, Palkita? Need to talk about that. Nobody asking and demanding. The family island is quiet. Like, they don't want, they have these MPs, and they're not asking the MP, what about a banking machine for us? How do we get access to these things? They're quiet, so they're letting things happen. This text says, we need a epistocracy influence on our democracy to improve the Bahamas. I got to Google that word. They say, then why register, or we have 210,000 smart people out of the 250,000 adults, correction, then or we have 210,000 non-smart people out of the 250,000 adults. It is what it is. From your mouth to our Lord heirs. When will we weed out corruption in the Bahamas? When Jehovah God Almighty is sending a new Moses who will deliver and build a better Bahamas for the future from the mayor? This reminds me when the Israelites asked for a king. And God said, but I ain't giving y'all no king. What you want a king for? And he said, we won't have a king like the other people. They have king. We want a king. And our Lord said, okay then, since you won't have a king, I can give you a king, because there's no need to have a king because we have God. And the mayor of Grand Bahama said he don't want just God. He wants a new Moses. See? The more things change, the more things stay the same. So stop beating around the bush, Mr. Nuri. Be a man and answer the question the caller asked about the PM Davis and the opposition leader Pintad. What I answer might hurt his feelings. So why should I answer that text, huh? Me, I ain't scared of nothing. Just that I'm afraid of hurting your feelings. Let me, don't hurt your feelings, man. Didn't Cooper and Brave them knock Pintar about looking into banks, into family islands? But listen to him now. We need to work on these banks on the family island. Something. Because this can't continue. This can't continue at all. I say anyone on the family island would have a member of parliament. You need to go ask them where your bank is, where your ATM machine is today. Because, you know, it's illegal to be shipping money through these number houses. I mean, looks like all of the number houses agree that they ain't going to do it except one. One just don't give a damn. They can do what they want to do, right? It is what it is. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
Attention Island Game players. Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.